Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, July 21st, 2020. I'm Sarah Lane. Spotify announced the global launch of Video Podcast Tuesday, which lets both free users and paying subscribers watch video content from a select group of creator podcasts, including Book of Baseball 2.0, Fantasy Footballers, The Misfits Podcast, H3 Podcast, The Morning Toast, Higher Learning with Van Lathan and Rachel Lindsay, and The Rooster Teeth Podcast. Spotify says that users can also move between video and audio versions, with audio content continuing to play in the background if you jump into another app or lock your phone. Video podcasts are also supported on the desktop version. IBM reported second quarter earnings that beat analyst expectations at $2.18 per share and revenue of $18.12 billion. It's IBM's second consecutive quarter of revenue decline, which the company attributes to the coronavirus pandemic. Net income was down 46%, but total gross profit margin was 48%, up from 45.1% in the first quarter and up from 47% in the year-ago quarter. CEO Arvind Krishna told analysts in a conference call Monday, quote, "It's likely that we see that the economic recovery is going to be much longer and more protracted than we might have hoped for back in March." Adobe announced Monday that Mark Lavoie, the researcher who led the computational photography technology used in Google's Pixel phones, will join Adobe with efforts, quote, "centered on the concept of a universal camera app." Adobe already offers the Photoshop camera app, and the Lightroom app has a camera as well. Lavoie will report to Adobe CTO Abbé Parasnis. eBay announced it will sell off its classified business unit to Adevinta, a Norway-based classified ads publisher, majority owned by Norwegian publisher Schibsted. The deal is valued at $9.2 billion, which is higher than the $8 billion reported by the Wall Street Journal on Monday. eBay will get $2.5 billion in cash and 540 million Adventia shares, making it a 44% owner. Canalys estimates that smartphone shipments in India fell 48% in Q2 from 33 million to 17.3 million units. Canalys cites lack of supply as a cause of the large decline. 96% of smartphones are produced domestically, and India shut down much of its manufacturing from March to mid-May. The Economic Times reported in June that Oppo and Vivo were importing smartphones from China to bolster Indian supplies. LinkedIn said Tuesday it would cut about 960 jobs, or 6% of its global workforce, due to the coronavirus pandemic having a sustained economic impact on its recruitment platform, as many companies are simply not hiring. CEO Ryan Roslansky said that the company would provide at least 10 weeks of severance pay, as well as health insurance for a year for U.S. employees, and will hire for newly created jobs from laid-off staff, who will be informed this week. The game platform Roblox launched a new beta feature called Party Place, providing a place for users to gather online for specific events. Roblox says that it will make private Party Place's servers available for free. And finally, the rapper Logic, who's also known as Sir Robert Bryson Hall II, that's his real name, signed an exclusive streaming partnership with Twitch, the service's first exclusive streaming deal with a musician. In an interview with The Verge, Hall said that the deal was worth seven figures, but declined to give an exact amount. He says he's been active on Twitch since at least 2016. His first stream as part of the deal will be on July 21st with a premiere of his self-proclaimed final album, No Pressure. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all headlines there as well. I'm Sarah Lane. Thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you next time.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.